I used to do that. I used to play at those weddings, you know. Make the big bucks, $10, $12. Oh, yeah, I thought I was filthy rich, you know. I was in my 20s. Of course, back then, I feel like my dad. I talk to my kids now. You want 10 bucks? You know, when I was a boy, for 10 bucks, you could buy a truck. Bought a truck. Had money left over to buy half a house. It was when I was a boy. $10. You had $20, you could pretty much live for 6 months. Loaf of bread cost, I don't know, 1/100th of a penny. You buy 100 loaves of bread for a penny. And these were normal big loaves, too. Not like this stuff nowadays, this little white fluffy plastic. Nah, this stuff was, well, it was like cinder block. That's what it was like cinder block. Well, actually, it was a little harder than cinder block, but it lasted a while and stuck to your ribs. Yeah, you talk about that kind of stuff, see? I'm starting to sound like my dad. My kids know when they come up and they ask me something. Dad, can I play a video game, basketball video game? And then I give them the dad lecture. Basketball video game. When I was a boy, we played the real thing. We didn't have video games. You went out there and you did it yourself. That's the way it was. We used to cut trees. Yeah, we'd cut trees and we'd shape them into basketball poles. And we'd hang a pair of underwear up there. And we'd cut holes in the bottom of the underwear. And that was our net. That's the way we did it. It was our net. Yeah, I could shoot from 50 feet away. Pretty much sink 9 out of 10 of them. Now, when I start talking like that, pretty much after about a sentence or two, I'm by myself. Every time I look around, they're gone. They're gone. Every so often, my 9-year-old daughter, Lizzie, hangs around for maybe 3 or 4 sentences worth. And I tell her, I say, Lizzie, you roll your eyes like that, they're going to get stuck in the top of your head. Or the kids will say stuff like, hey, Dad, can I go outside and play? And, of course, I got to give them a lecture on going outside and playing. Oh, yeah, you can go outside and play. You know, when I was a boy, we didn't have outside. I mean, you did, but we were poor. We were so poor, we almost didn't have outside. That's the way it was. And you couldn't go out in the wintertime because we had winters that were different than these winters now. Winters then had 30, 40, 50 feet of snow on the ground pretty much the whole time, all the way to maybe mid-June. That's the way it was. Yeah, we lived in Georgia, too. That's the way it was. Somebody once said, the older we get, the greater we were. The walk through the jungle becomes longer. And the dinosaurs become bigger and more ferocious. That's the way I was when I was a boy. And we were grateful. Oh, you always got to throw that one in there. Always got to throw that. We were grateful for what little we had. That's the way it was. We didn't have cups. We didn't have cups when I was a boy. No, we drank with our hands. Yeah, it didn't matter, because we just went down and we laid by the creek. We hoped it rained. The creek would flow and we could open our mouths and drink. The way it was when I was a boy. And Christmas time, you got to hang around down there longer, because it was Christmas. Yeah, we didn't get presents when I was a boy. My mom would go out and get sticks. She'd bring them in, she'd wrap a bow around them. We had sticks. Sticks for presents. And we were happy children. Grateful children. Try it. Yeah. These kids nowadays, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. I don't know how to convince them. I would like to get some films of when I was a boy. Except, we didn't have films when I was a boy. We drew sketches. The way it was, we drew sketches. And they were good sketches, too. We drew them out of coal because we didn't have pencil. No, pencil. They didn't invent pencils.